and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast. Ted, Steve,
and Terry.
Oh yeah,
Ted. I'm here.
We should work on that.
Yeah, we gotta work on it.
You guys didn't, you know, work on it this morning?
Oh, what's going on,
yeah,
Ted?
Yeah, I don't know. What is going on?
I'm noticing a little anger, maybe a little jealousy.
I don't know if I'd say anger.
Okay.
Jealousy, definitely.
Yeah.
Disappointment.
Disappointment?
Maybe anger towards Taryn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's the anger about?
Well, Steve, you're just Steve, and I get it, and I like Taryn too, but like she's just encroaching.
I think he thinks I'm cheating on him with you.
Oh, or
no,
am I cheating
it's
on
the
you?
Opposite.
Oh, he's cheating. You're cheating on him with me.
You're the other woman.
That's what I said to you last night. Like, say hi to my boyfriend in the morning.
Oh, you just swooped in and ended our.
I'm sorry, guys. Know? I did not even know I was a homewrecker.
Well, you're clearly not. If
most
anyone
of
knows.
Them don't.
You guys, can't we all just get along?
You
I mean,
think.
this is a progressive time that we're living in. Maybe I can have two boyfriends.
We all
maybe
camp
you
together.
Can have a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Absolutely. It's possible, Ted.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all staying in the RV next year together at Meltdown.
Here's the difference, though.
You guys, now you're really trying to jump in.
Oh, so now Steve's upset.
We're going to get the 32-foot. It's going to be fine.
Okay, I like that idea. Come on, Ted.
Yeah, all I'll say is I used to like being on TV.
Oh.
We're going to have to call our friends down at New Day and say, hey, we got to get Ted back in the mix.
That's true.
It's too late. You guys already started this.
Well, I got hit up on the other day by Sue, and she's like, hey, can you come on New Day? And I'm like, awesome. And I was almost going to write, do you need another person? Because it's about Ted. And then she writes back, I see the email.
So now you're writing me out?
I didn't know anyone was in this. And then she sends the email to both of them, like, oh, sweet, Taryn's involved.
This is how it started last night. I'm not
torn.
Kidding.
I'm being pulled by people.
I'm talking to Taryn, and I legit go, say hi to my boyfriend tomorrow, will ya? She goes, I'm not doing anything. And I go, that's what all the hoes of the streets say. And then I was like, and it's already started. You guys already cut me out of one thing, and now she's on the MegaCast.
That's right.
Now Steve and I are sharing an RV at Meltdown.
Just, hey, listen, when you guys do your show years from now, just let me do nights.
Fair enough.
I'll do Taryn's old job.
You could pop in and do like a music news report.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah, TED Talks.
Your TED Talk. That's a good point. See?
There's always going to be a place for you in our lives,
No
Ted.
One's
always.
Named Ted. We always are going to need a TED Talk. Can't change the intro to Taryn Talks.
That would just
does
be weird.
Sound good.
Does, you know what? Does have a ring to it.
People are like, they're all imploding. We just learned that Bert and Ernie are actually gay. What the hell is going
oh,
on
God,
here?
God, stop sending me the emails about Bert and Ernie.
We both.
Jesus.
We brought it upon ourselves by dressing up as Bert and Ernie and being close.
All right. That's fair. But on the same token, like, you know what? I've been waiting to say this. I'm going to say it on the men's room today, too. I don't care. Steve and I are Bert and Ernie. If Bert and Ernie are gay, they're gay. But also, like, they're puppets. A frog married a pig and got her pregnant.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Wait, she got pregnant?
Didn't he get Miss Piggy pregnant?
I think she's just large, man. That was rude.
Oh.
She's a pig.
Yeah. I remember when Taryn used to defend me when I made silly comments. Now she's on Steve's side.
She's like, Ted.
God, Ted's
pregnant shaming people.
It's a monster. Just reckless over there.
Dude, that was me this morning, too, though. I was just like, they're Muppets. I don't think they're straight. I don't think they're gay. They have no genitals. They're just Muppets. I don't even know if they're, which one are children and which one aren't. Like, cause you you have children Muppets hanging out with adult Muppets. You have a crazy animal playing the drums. And then you have a pig and a frog getting married. And then Big Bird's hanging out with a non-existent animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Big Bird's Big Bird.
Hey, Tom,
right?
I like how this is a problem.
Yeah, let's be honest. God. How the puppets are worked. I'm just saying, you want to talk about the function of the Muppets. I mean, there's only one way they work, and Steve's followed. Right?
I mean, they're all into some kinky ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'm happy being Bert, but you sure as hell am putting your fist up there.
No. Don't knock it till you try it.
Oh, Taryn. Now we're ganging up on Taryn. I think the only way to bring all three of us together is to get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
All right, let's get 10 mega families. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Back to the techno.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's get this done.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, God. I need to go see Osiris. A little out of shape.
Well, first we had to do stairs, and now we're doing push-ups.
I know, this is, I'm sweating, you guys.
Oh, here we go.
Drop.
Was in this room to see all three of us doing
wait
our
for
own
it. Wait for it.
And we're all like doing our own little weird dance.
All the three of us have done this.
Here we go, one more time.
I want to go out with you guys again.
I know, I want to do Meltdown again.
I know, I need a late night with you guys.
Dude, I was watching
that. We got to get Steve to go to the Halloween party.
I know. Yes. I got the invite.
Yeah.
I got to figure out what date that is. I know it's not Halloween, but it's around October.
October 20th.
I just actually got a really great.
I just almost went 4-twom, but that's 10-twom. 10-twom.
10-twom.
What?
One half.
I just got a text of a great couple's Halloween costume where the girl dresses up like a pumpkin and the guy's wearing a shirt that just says, Peter, Peter.
Oh.
How do you feel about costumes where one person's just wearing a t-shirt?
I mean, I like to see a little more effort, but there have been some really great t-shirt costumes. So, either
right.
way.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what would be a good t-shirt costume.
Well, kind of like that.
That is funny.
Me and somebody else have been talking about like one of us being in a full costume and somebody else just has a shirt to match.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
It's kind of the plan right now. We got to decide because I'm the one that has to be in the full damn costume.
What's the costume? You're not telling us.
Well,
it's a secret.
All right.
You don't have to tell.
No one's share it. It's a secret.
The idea right now is I would be Ted as Ted.
Uh-huh.
And then Joe would just have a t-shirt that says Thunder Buddy.
Oh, that's awesome. That's funny.
You guys in your damn couples costumes.
You don't see Ted and I getting upset about your couples costumes.
Yeah, right?
I mean, Joe all of a sudden is now jumping in on all this.
All right. Except... Listen, if you guys want to hang out with Joe and I, you're more than welcome. We haven't cut you out of anything, like New Day Northwest.
Oh, man, I'm feeling bad.
Don't feel bad. I mean, hey, 2018.
Oh, there we go. Back in a good mood.
Yeah, it's 2018, Taryn. Do whatever you want. Dance with everybody.
Get crazy with it. Cross-pollinate.
Dude, the show we watched recently is called The Good Place, and one of the characters on the show is kind of like this doofy guy that's a big fan of EDM music, right? He's a techno dude. And they're like, basically the show is about these guys, this group, four people are trying to go to heaven, but they're stuck in this weird limbo kind of a thing, and they want to go to The Good Place. So they're all dead.
Ted dancing.
Yeah, great show.
Yeah.
And one guy's like, hey, man, what's your version of hell? He's like, my version of hell is... the bass never drops. Yeah, that is kind of an awful thing to have to experience.
Oh my gosh, that sounds miserable.
It just keeps building.
Right, like imagine like it was like this. It's like.
That would drive me insane.
Right?
You ever seen somebody like throw their hands down, but they miss like the drop?
Oh, yes.
And they're like early?
That was me at Summer Meltdown a few moments in the late night tent.
Oh.
I thought I was feeling, I was like, I know what's happening next. And it was a whole different direction. I'm like, the song just ended. And I'm like.
I was not
like,
expecting
I'm like
that.
Posing like Randy Orton on the top rope, just waiting.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Oh, in case anyone doesn't know, catch Tara and I on New Day Northwest today.
It's probably available online.
DVR. Aw, you're a sweetheart.
Aw.
This has nothing to do with you two.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Well, kind of ties in.
Know your friends.
I was going to say, get back up. Maybe you fell off a horse. Maybe you just tripped in general. Maybe you just tripped up in your life. Just get back up.
I can relate to this. When I did the bike ride a couple weeks ago, I smashed into a guardrail and fell in front of other people, and it was very embarrassing, but I got back on that damn bike and I finished the race.
I like it though.
Drop the beat again.
Yeah.
Who cares? Get back up.
Hey, I want to give a quick shout out because I thought this was awesome. Somebody who listens to the Megacast actually went out and bought what we were selling. Not Smith Family Popcorn, although that would be great because it's great popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Good people.
Great popcorn.
There you go.
There we go. Okay, Smith Family Popcorn. That's our sponsor, our unofficial sponsor for the MegaCast.
That's awesome. I appreciate your family stepping up like that, Ted.
Yeah. That seller's slowing down. So, you know, feel free to hit those online orders up.
Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming.
Summer's slowing down. Sharks are eating people in the Cape. Like, go ahead and order that stuff online.
It's a perfect Halloween gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. The holiday season gets popcorn.
But last time we did a MegaCast, maybe the time before, I was talking, we were preaching a good word about Ben Dragovan. Drago, who has Athletic Training Institute, which is where, speaking of falling down, you know, I messed my knee up and I'm battling and going to get my knee back in shape so I can wrestle again, hopefully in the next month or so. But I've been going to him with this muscle activation therapy or technique, and it's been a miracle. Like, he's been working miracles. Like, I just realized I hurt myself a month ago. And my range of motion for this knee, which was very similar to the other knee that I hurt, it took 2 months before I felt the way that I feel now. And I was like getting kind of down on myself. I'm like, man, I feel like it's been forever. And I looked at the date. I'm like, it's only been a month and I could already bend my knee fully. It barely hurts. And I owe it all to Ben Dragovan over at Athletic Training Institute.
Yeah, Benny's the man.
And so I was there and he goes, hey, the girl in the bench over there, she's here because of you. I'm like, it's like she's serving me papers or something? Like, what's going on?
Oh, damn.
Turns out she listens to the MegaCast, heard me talking about it, heard us preach the good word about the ATI, and went down there to work on some stuff. So I want to give a shout out to Christine. Met her there.
Oh, nice.
Super nice. At first, I thought she was already gone. I'm like, damn it. I hate when that happens, when someone wants to say hi and then they're gone.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, man, I hope they didn't think I was like big timing. But, you know, Ben was rubbing my leg down. I can't stop having that happen.
I mean, I wouldn't want this to stop either.
Never. So I finally got to say hi to her right before I left. And that was really cool. And she had nothing but great things to say about her experience there. So if you're dealing with any kind of rehabbing issues, or if you just need a body reset, because it's not just about injuries, but to about activating parts of your body that you don't necessarily use, just go to Athletic Training Institute on Google. And if you go there, ask for Ben Dragovan, because he's awesome.
Please ask for him.
Where are they located?
Over at Bellevue.
Bellevue.
Oh, right on.
Right by a Subway.
Also, shout out to his parents, 51 years of marriage.
Yes! Saw that. Nice.
Didn't they have all the great pastries? Or something, or pies. Wasn't there pies at their party? I'm making something up, never mind.
Last year?
Yeah! Wasn't there a picture of pies that you posted? I thought that was from their party, or some party that they had.
No. That was from Thanksgiving.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm all confused.
My buddy's wife, Stacy, she makes little personal pies for everybody.
From last Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What, little pies?
Yeah. Little apple pies, man. And like crisscrosses them and stuff.
Oh. Over at McDonald's, you can get your head cut off for that now. You see the apple pies? People are pissed.
Oh, man.
I don't blame them.
So what's the thing? You know that, obviously, if you're mad.
They're... God damn it. I've been bad all week. Well, I only read the headline.
Passing the puck to you. I don't know,
man. Don't mess with the apple pies. They work. People like them.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. At what point did they decide we need to fix the apple pie? Was there an apple pie issue at McDonald's?
Not that I've ever been aware of.
And like, I say I like them, but how often does somebody eat an apple pie?
I never get
that. Like, I mean, I think, is there people driving through, like, that's what they do? Like, let me get an apple pie and a coffee.
And then they open it up, and they're about to bite into it, and they notice it's more of a crisscross pattern on the top, and they're like, what the F?
Outrage.
Is that all they changed?
I think they added more cinnamon. I don't know. I could Google it, but I like just making up a story anyway.
Yeah. I just remember it's like hot lava when it comes out of there. It can like burn down the side of your cheek.
The apple gooiness.
Apple goo.
Delicious.
Mm.
All right, why don't we take a quick
sweeter
break.
Than normal goo.
Here's a question for you guys. Do we end our... Well, there's a staff lunch.
Mm-hmm. All right. You only want to go to the staff lunch this time because of Tats.
You know it.
I am pumped about that. When I got the email, I was like freaking out.
Yeah, Tatsurami Deli, that's the best.
Yeah. I can't eat it.
Why?
Because I got to weigh in tomorrow.
Who are you weighing in? Are you having an MMA fight or something?
No, but like with the scary trainer.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm like, I think we should just podcast through the food.
Well, I was saying...
We're fasting.
I think we could time it right. By the time we finish our podcast is when the meeting part will be over and it'll be the eating part.
Oh,
all right.
Remember last time we did a podcast like that?
Yeah,
and we
did.
Ended right when the meeting ended and all of a sudden the line started for food. It was like, we just swooped right in. Well, I did.
So,
I don't think Ted did.
So
no,
wise.
I did.
Oh, I didn't know. I
mean, I might scoop out some just without the roll.
Yeah.
I just go
that's
downstairs,
keto,
get a
right?
salad.
Keto.
Yeah. Just eat the meat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when we come back, I definitely want to talk about this one email we got because I think it's awesome and I think we'll have a lot of fun discussing it. Somebody is wondering if they should be mad. It's been a minute since we had a Should I Be Mad email, and it's
All
a pretty
right.
awesome one. I had somebody yell at me while I was in my car.
All right.
So I don't know if we get to that.
Like angry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, just pissed. And it was the dumbest reason ever.
All right.
Like, they thought I was road raging on them, and I wasn't. I was just eating.
I was hungry.
All right, let's take a break. When the MegaCast returns, we'll find out if one of our listeners by the name of Lori should be mad.
Ted and Steve need a minute to plan their yearly slumber party. The MegaCast will be back.
Are you drowning in credit card debt? Do you owe the IRS thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars? Now you can contact services that will greatly reduce your crushing credit card debt and even negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will virtually free you of your tax obligations. Or you can stop buying so much that you don't need and actually pay off your creditors and the government like other full-grown responsible adults and stop being such a deadbeat. Our plan for eliminating your credit card and tax debt is simple. Stop blowing hundreds of thousands of dollars on products that you don't need, like the new iPhone or 4K Ultra HD big screen TV that you put on your five nearly maxed out credit cards. Stop going out to eat at fine restaurants and cook yourself a hamburger and baked beans at home. And stop having so many kids. Seriously, just stop, you freeloading dirtbag.
Ted and Steve just spray tanned each other and are ready to go.
Yeah.
The MegaCast is back.
Oh.
Looking good, bros.
Well, now that we're working out, what better way to show off the muscles than by spray tanning?
Yeah.
Thank you for saying now that we're working out. Steve's been working out for years. Now that we're working out.
Dude, you've been looking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skinny AF.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
We should tan.
You wanna?
Yeah.
How about for the slumber party that we have?
That's not a bad call. Tear up Puyallup, just tan as hell.
Oh, my God.
My buddy and I, one time we went to New York, right before we went out just boozing and going partying like crazy one night, he's like, let's go do massages. I'm like, dude, man, at the time I was in a relationship, and not who I'm with now, obviously, but like at the time, I'm like, bro, I don't know what you're kind of into, but that's not my thing. Like, and he's like, no, not those kind of massage parlors, like a legit one. I'm like, before we go out drinking, he's like, yeah, let's do acupressure massages. It's like, I don't even know what that means. We get there, and it's just this tiny little woman. I go into the room, old woman, and she just drills into your body. Like, acupressure is basically, like, just going in hard, like, as far as, like, massaging to a point where you're hurting.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're done, man, we had the best night ever. We were flying high. Granted, on alcohol and other things, but, you know, still, we were full of energy after that massage.
Nice.
So let's do tanning.
Yeah. I thought that was going to end with, and then I got a spray tan.
No, I'm just saying, I think it's a good idea to do something to make you feel good before you go out partying.
I'm telling you, I've told this story 1,000 times. So one time I got a spray tan. And then,
really?
Yeah. Just as like a joke. But I did it on a Friday. And when I went out, like, it was amazing. I hadn't worked out or not. And people were like, dude, you look really good. Like, what? And it was like, it had like 5 different friends were like, what have you been doing, man? You look great. And it's like, God damn it. It's just this freaking spray tan.
I wow. always feel more confident about my body when I'm a little tan.
I'm with you.
I only tan if we go like on vacation. I get burnt and then eventually turns into a tan.
Plus, the other thing
I've never spray tanned.
Oh, it's a little awkward.
Now, do we do it in the same booth together or what?
Dude, the one I went to was very specific. It was just a lady with a little like...
Oh, she went like and got airbrushed.
Yeah.
So I've only ever spray tanned where you go into the thing and they spray your front and half goes, and then you turn and then they spray your other half.
Huh.
Except one time I worked at a salon in college. And so one time a bunch of the girls that I worked with wanted to go and spray tan late night, wasted. And one of the girls you were supposed to wear a shower cap and she had put it like right above her eyebrows without thinking about it. And so she had this monster line across her head. And then, so now it gave away that we had all been drunk spray tanning the night before when we had to go to work the next day. Right. Busted.
That's awesome.
You ever heard the story about Taryn's friend?
No.
Like, so this is years ago, and I won't name check her. So, like, Taryn just started, I don't even know if you were full-time yet. So it's like a Friday evening, Taryn's
Do I know this person?
Has he met her?
I'm not even sure what story this is.
Oh, this is great.
You get scared every time I say, can I tell this story? It's nothing that bad.
Yeah, she has a look of fear on her.
Her and her friend last time, because I told the friend's boyfriend, I go, I got a story about her. They're both like, oh my God, what's he going to say? So it's like a Friday night, right? And so Taryn, her friend, and Brad are like, hey, we'll meet you down at this bar, blah, blah, blah. So we get there, her friend's with her. We go back to my place, we're drinking. Finally, look at her friend, and I go, it's like, what ethnicity are you? Like, you're kind of dark. And her and Taryn just start dying laughing. And the girl looks really embarrassed. And I'm like, what? She's like, I got a spray tan today.
Oh.
I totally remember that now.
Yeah.
Well, it must have been a good one because you weren't like, are you Oompa Loompa?
You're not white. What are you?
Yeah, I was just looking at her like, finally, you know me. I was like, I got to ask.
Oh, my God. Blonde hair? Confusing.
Plus, if we do the spray tanning for our summer, it's in December. Like, it's like the week before Christmas. If all of a sudden we hit the bars in Puyallup and we're tan,
we're going to be those December, guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We might have to get puka shells.
Oh, necklaces. My God. Please.
Yeah.
And fedoras?
And bright colored polo short sleeve shirts with the collars popped.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two of them on at the same time. Pink
well,
and
yeah,
yellow.
You have to layer them. I mean.
I mean, it's cold out.
Duh.
I'm 100% in.
I'm not opposed to this idea. Although the only thing I fear is we run into someone who listens to our shows. And they want a picture, and then that picture's on the internet of the two of us. Just
well, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll do it ourselves regardless.
I cannot wait for this picture. I'm going to frame it in my bedroom.
We got to think of a funny hashtag, like hashtag tan Christmas.
Hashtag tan Christmas. That's perfect.
Bringing the vacation to you.
Right? Should we be wearing Christmas hats? Santa hats?
But whatever bar we go to, the only song we play is the Hawaiian one.
Malakaliki Maka.
Brada.
Brada. Mahalo.
That's all we know.
Every picture is us doing the shaka.
Brada.
That's all I got.
You got some poi.
Spam!
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 Oh.
Did I ever tell you the story of the time when we went to Hawaii? My wife and I, we were staying somewhere. They were doing a bunch of construction. It was one of the hotels. And every time you went by, you saw guys that were working. And they were constantly working. And every time you went by, they would give you the hang loose sign. Like,
all right.
You know what I mean? Like, mahalo. And it was always cool because it made me happy. Like, and we were pulling back in. There's a guy going, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. But I couldn't, for the longest time, I couldn't get the coordination of the mahalo right. So every time I was going, I love you.
Oh.
So I couldn't get that one finger down.
Steve, that seems like a pretty simple
bro,
one.
I can't even do the Vulcan sign. I'm just bad with my hands, clearly. Oh, thanks, Ted. Ted's doing the west side.
Oh, yeah. Right. Now, what was your class of 99? Does that not look like... That's what Ted does for class of 99, but doesn't it look like male parts?
All right, look, I put it a little close. It should be more like that.
It looks more like a falcon.
I thought it just looked like a man's parts.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Those are some spread out balls.
And a very pointy penis.
Man, there's been a lot of talk about weird penises the last couple days.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there has.
Yeah.
Let's do that before we get to the Should I Be Mad? The whole Stormy Daniels thing?
Yes.
What? Okay. So, according to this, in a new memoir, Full Disclosure, adult film star Stormy Daniels describes President Trump's genitals in lurid detail.
By the way, for the record, that sounds like a porn title, too.
Full Disclosure.
Full Disclosure by Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
She still pops up on all those thumbnail commercials that play before, like, the certain free adult videos that you go on those websites for. It's like, hi, I'm Stormy Daniels. You might know me these days. I'm in the news. Have you tried?
Steve, I don't know these ads.
Me neither. I read this on the internet.
Yeah, a friend told you about it, right?
You're not really sitting at home by yourself, are you?
No.
Yeah, I don't think they're for like campster.com or nothing.
No. That's the commercial.
I know. I see it all the time.
So I love this line. This is the news story. It says, she says his, Donald Trump's, penis is smaller than average, but not freakishly small, claiming he knows he has an unusual penis. It has a huge mushroom head, like a toadstool. Sorry. And then she goes, I lay there, annoying that I was getting blanked by a guy with Yeti pubes and a D like the mushroom character in Mario Kart. It may have been the least impressive sex I've ever had, but clearly he didn't share that opinion. And this book comes out October 2nd, a day before my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
Thanks, right? Now I know what to ask for.
You won't hear me say this a ton, but in his defense, I think a lot of people, there's a lot of guys who are like, man, that sex was awesome. And the woman's going to be like,
oh, yeah.
Uneventful.
Yeah. Not
he
impressed.
Thought it was great.
Feeling real good about yourself over there, huh?
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump's done, and then all of a sudden he's like, what I love is then, you know, everyone.
Actually, I would like this to start like right before the end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And like you drop the beat and.
Oh.
Oh.
Boom.
Good call, dude.
And now I know why I haven't been able to knock up my wife. I need this playing.
Yeah, like the build up.
Babe, I figured out how we can make a baby.
Instead of like the vocal warning, just like the. Like yes. the build starts.
Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't move!
It's a new technique. Everybody's doing it.
It's the bass drop method.
I need a glass of water to spliff.
Are you guys music during sex people?
I'm whatever is going on. I don't care.
You're just sex people.
Actually, music is fine. TV, no.
See, I'm the same
way. I have to turn the TV off. It's too distracting.
And it usually, like, if I get home, there's and, like, the news or sports is on, I'm like, this has to go off now, like, yeah. or else no, like, I can't focus.
Sports is fine.
Really?
Yeah.
What about, like, sports talk, though? Because I get home from work at 11 o'clock at night, and there's no actual sports on. It's, yeah,
that's a good point. It's all sports center.
So all I'm hearing is, like, another dude talking in the background. Right. I'm like, I don't like this.
I will say this. One time I got up and had to go to the other room because South Park was on.
Oh.
And I was like, it sounds like children.
Yeah. That's weird.
I don't usually put music on like during sex, but sometimes I'll put music on to kind of set the mood.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that before, back especially in the single days when you know someone's coming over. You're like, I'm going to make this room all set up. Maybe a candle.
Some Boys to Men.
Right, a little Coldplay. Pick your poison. But one time I was like, you know what would be kind of cool? I remember there was this band called Lovage. Mike Patton from Faith No More. It was like one of his side projects, but it was more of a, like a weird kind of like down tempo, chill music, like a DJ along with him singing. He's got incredible pipes. I'm like, that's what I'm going to put on. Like, there's one song that's really got a cool vibe. Mind you, I am not a lyrics guy, and you'll understand why when this comes into play. So things are going on, time for fun time, and that song's going on, and I'm like, yeah. And while we're going, she's like, you got to stop. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, are you not listening to what he is singing about? I was like, no. She's like, the song's about sexually transmitted diseases.
Ooh.
Like, he's talking about an STD at one point. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll put on Coldplay.
Back to Coldplay.
I'm not a lyrics guy. She's like, okay, I thought maybe you were like trying to like warn me or something. I'm like, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, what kind of warning is that? Hey.
If we already started.
What?
Too late.
You gave me chlamydia. You didn't hear the song? He sang about it.
Oh, my gosh. So not that song. Get that song out of your sex playlist.
No, Lovage. Stay away. And it was song, the album's called Songs to Make Love to Your Old Lady By. I'm like, this is perfect.
I used to, Raphael Sadiq had a great CD.
Oh.
And I used to use that one all the time.
That's funny. Yeah. So that's your go.
The same girl that we were talking about with where you were wondering what her ethnicity was, she made this mixed tape back in the day called Kickin' Bass Beats to Hump By.
No.
Oh, yeah. It was great. I mean, it had things like, oh, God, it had Copacabana on it and all sorts of just terrible music. But it was fun to listen to.
Pina Colada.
Yeah, exactly.
You like pina. The thing with the Trump thing that I think is funny is that, of course, people are mad. And it's always like, why are they treating the president this way? No one ever. I saw somebody say, like, why is this coming out? Nobody ever gave, like, you know, other presidents a hard time about this. I'm like, no other president was banging a porn star.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only reason why this is. I mean, if Obama was banging a porn star and they put a tell-all book, we'd be joking about that, too. Pump the brakes.
Yeah,
people.
Everybody would want to read it. Everybody would want
to
know about
to
it.
You impeach Clinton because of sex.
Right, I know,
like,
dude.
We're clearly interested.
Right, like, shut up.
Right, be nice.
He owns a gold toilet. Like, take the politics out of it. Like, the dude owns a gold toilet. I know. I'm a coastal elite. He owns a gold damn toilet.
Is it
he
actually 24 karat gold?
Well, I'm an expert on all these things now, Steve.
Oh, you got a gold necklace on.
Yeah.
What's going on, Ted?
Dude, I got it from my buddy in India. Well, he brought it back from India.
Ted has been waiting for this thing for like months.
Months.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good luck.
Nice. Are you going to put a pendant on it?
Not keeping it clean.
All right.
Now, it feels nice, too. If you put that thing between your fingers, it feels real nice.
It's real. that's nice. I like that.
Solid.
Now, are you going to keep that on when we wear our puka shells, when we're tanning and hitting the bars and put y'all up?
Well, I'll probably take it off with a spray tan.
Okay.
Just got a nice little line.
You should get an obnoxious giant cross.
Put it in the middle?
Yeah. You got to hang that.
Well, this is first.
Okay.
You got to start with small chains, and then eventually just be like dripping.
Bro, you're eventually going to be the guy with a grill and a bunch of chains, aren't you?
I don't know about full grill, but I would like
to
have.
I know you have a grill.
I'd like to have a... Like, eventually, like, a bigger chain I wear out.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you see that? The footage from Ryan Fitzpatrick and the...
Yes!
That was hilarious! Yeah. That was amazing. That made my whole day.
That made me so happy for picking him up on my fantasy football team.
Yes! Like, that should be worth points, for sure.
So I was just watching Red Zone, right? So on Red Zone, they just show you picture... Like, they didn't show the press conference.
Right.
So they show Fitzpatrick and all those jewels, and I was like... He's changed his look. Like, I'm not against, and I mean, I must have spent 20 minutes there stoned being like, I wonder why he did that. Like, didn't see that one coming. And then I like got on Twitter and it was like, he's just playing around.
Yeah, dude, honestly, my first thought was, like many people, the whole Conor McGregor thing.
Totally.
For a second, I was like, oh, here he is. Okay, because he's got a fight coming up. All right. Then I realized, oh, no, it's Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I thought the same thing. I had not known the backstory at that point. So I'm just like, I know nothing about Ryan Fitzpatrick. How did I not know this? He would be my favorite quarterback if that was the case. And then I found out it was one of his teammates that he was just rocking his gear.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I was like, I thought that was super funny, but I was a little disappointed. I'm like, oh man, I kind of wish he was
just
this guy.
I wanted this to be real life.
Yeah. He's still the guy that went to Harvard and likes chocolate milk after the game. Which, by the way, chocolate milk is delicious.
It's the best.
It is.
I do love chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Maybe we can all dress as Ryan Fitzpatrick for some reason.
That would be fun.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, like, it's like, where's Ted, Steve, and Taryn? And then, here we come walking in.
Oh.
Drinking a chocolate Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, just drinking chocolate milk. I like that joke, but like, Brad would get it. Like, I don't know that everybody in that crowd would get that deep of a sports joke.
No, you're right. If our summer meltdown, our costumes were all dressed. What if we all just, it doesn't have to be pulling a Ryan Fitzpatrick, just dressing that obnoxious.
Yeah.
I was thinking either or going like bow tie. Like, I was thinking about just dressing like a nerd. Like, ooh, bow tie. Like,
oh, you would be such a cute nerd, Ted.
Like, weird little circle glasses.
Tape there.
You know what? I keep watching Mac Miller, and in one of his videos, he's dressed all crazy, and I was like, that's pretty good.
That wouldn't be a bad idea, though.
Yeah.
If we all just rocked bow ties and, like, little dress shirts.
Yeah.
Sleeves cut off, because, you know, we're all working out.
We could be...
Whoa, bro. Yeah,
we could be bow tie different characters. So, like, you could be the Mac Miller character.
Okay.
I'll find one for me. But, Taryn, you know who you get to be?
Urkel?
No.
Oh, dang it.
Well, just as bad and nerdy. Remember the guy that used to follow around Diddy?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
With the umbrella. What the hell? Farnsworth? Was it Farnsworth or something like that?
Farnsworth Bentley?
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy was awesome.
Okay, I'm into that. I can totally rock that.
Obviously, I could be like Danny O'Neill from 710 ESPN. He rocks the bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a little more like, who are you supposed to be? I'm like, I'm Danny O'Neill from 710 ESPN, of course.
Very specific.
All right, when we get back, we should talk about this email.
We'll never
even get to it. And she says nice stuff about us, too.
All right.
So we'll definitely not get to it. All right, when the Megacast returns, we'll talk about this woman and whether or not she should be mad.
Sometimes you just need a minute to pause and reflect or take a dump. The Megacast will be back.
You know the feeling. Every time you go on Facebook or watch TV, something offends you. But now there's help. Introducing the Negative Assault Defense System, or NADS. Once you have a set of NADS, people won't be able to hurt your feelings. For instance, when you get your pair of NADS, you'll learn that you can form your own opinions without having to get them from the internet or the news. Order now and you'll receive a package of easy-to-use NADS seeds. That's right. Grow your own pair of NADS. As your NADS get bigger, you'll have more confidence, and you'll need our proprietary carrying case. Well, it's more like a sack. And if someone kicks your NADS, don't worry, they're made of steel. NADS are now available for men and women because more and more people could use a pair. So the next time you feel offended by someone else's opinion, relax, because you've got NADS.
Oh man, I was about to yell at my phone that these two f***ers need to start talking again. The Megacast is back.
before we get to the email that we're never going to get to, Taryn
we'll get to it.
Has not heard our story about meeting Excellence, one of the greatest Seahawks of all time, Blitz.
Yeah. I saw the photo and I was like, what?
Happened right after we finished the MegaCast because Ted was off that day. So we decided.
I was working. I was MegaCasting, cutting commercials.
That's right. Sorry. Boss might be listening. Ted was finishing his 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then. We were done with the mega cast.
Like Steve.
Ted drove in with me that morning. That's how many hours he put in. It was crazy.
People didn't see me as I was doing things behind the scenes.
Right. You were
so far behind.
Well, true. When I got here, you were not here. And so I said, where are you? And you said, lunch with Steve. And then I realized I got cut out of the three-way.
Oh, that is true.
That is true. My heart was broken.
Yeah. Good call, Steve.
We need this. This needs to be my ringtone. So we finished the mega cast and we're like, oh, let's go get lunch. And they said, dude, it's Seahawk Pride Day here at the Bank of America building, and Blitz is going to be here. And both of us like, we should go walk around and see if we can find Blitz. Hopefully he hasn't left already.
Yeah, because like when we got in the elevator, people were like, did you get a hot dog? It's like a tailgate party down there. And we're like, well, we're going to get lunch. We're going to get some chicken wings, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we already had our mindset on other stuff.
But now that we know Blitz is there, we got to go see Blitz.
So we get off the elevator and we're like, all right, why don't we go up the stairs by where like the second floor kind of gym area
concourse area.
Yeah, they have that whole outside thing. That's where the hot dog machine was going to be. And so we're like, okay, let's go head up that way. And sure as that's the minute we take the turn to go up the steps, who's walking down the steps but Blitz?
In all his glory.
Oh, my gosh. And then Ted and I turned into five-year-olds. Blitz!
Hey! Hey!
It was like when Will Ferrell saw Santa Claus and Elf. Santa!
Right, I mean, he doesn't even get to the bottom stair, and it's like Steve's like phone out, like, can we take a picture? And he's like, yeah.
He didn't talk. His handler talked.
You're right. He didn't talk. This. Blitz doesn't talk, but he nodded. And then Steve had on his Sub Pop hat, and I had on the Pearl Jam hat.
That's right.
So I had it on backwards. So I go, oh, hang on, let me spin around the Pearl Jam hat, and Blitz kind of nods. And I was like, all right,
yeah.
So we take the picture, and then we post it, and then Blitz comments. I mean, I don't know how he did it.
Does Blitz tweet? Oh!
I hope people are dancing when we play this. Like
they
us.
Better be.
Right, otherwise they're failing at this podcast. You should rewind it and start over again.
Yes.
Yeah, so he tweeted back, I love Pearl Jam hat.
Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah. And I actually like sent Ted a message like, dude, Blitz responded. Like, we were like little fanboys.
Yeah.
That it was so awesome. Cool.
Like, we did everything that usually people complain about, including myself. I always love when people come up and say hi, but the thing I'm like, at least say hi and introduce yourself. Don't just have your phone out and take a picture and just be, and don't even say hello. Like, at least let's have a moment, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like the polite way to do it.
All that
went out the window. I didn't even say hi, Blitz. I didn't shake his hand. I'm like, picture!
It's better than the last time I saw him. The last time I met Blitz was years ago, and I was finishing up a 5K, and I puked on his feet.
Oh, no.
So, this was a lot better.
On Blitz. His talons.
His talons. Yeah, Taryn, you're
talons.
Right. You're a birder.
I am a birder.
The crazy part is there was a moment, and this is how self-destructive I am, and I never mean any harm, but like I get awkward just in life. I almost went, because Ted told me that story right before it happened, and then we go over there, and while we were holding each other and holding Blitz, I almost said, Blitz, last time Ted met you, he puked on your shoes. And I was like, that's a bad thing to say. Ted will be upset with me. It'll make things awkward. So I didn't say it.
That was probably a good call. Not the best story for reminiscing, but still a funny one.
I just think it would have been awesome if Blitz just like looked at me and then like walked away.
Remembered you were puke guy.
Right. Like he couldn't say that, but then later he tweeted me.
What if he pointed at his feet and he just did like the cut off, like no, and just kept going. Oh my gosh, that would have been epic. Speaking of random things that happened with a picture with someone who listens, I'm at on Shaw Road in Puyallup and I'm stuck at a light and the car next to me is a truck. He honks his horn. And I'm always like, what the hell is that? Like, so he looks over and he's just like roll your window down. I'm like, what the hell is I didn't know what was going on. Roll the window down and the guy's just like, hey man, and of course I have a Jeep, so I have to lean over. It's a pain in the ass to roll that passenger window down. He's like, hey man, you mind if I get a picture? And I'm like, yeah, how are we gonna pull this off though? So I'm like, yeah. And he puts his phone in selfie mode and then takes a picture of him and I while I'm in my car, and you can see me just like kind of like nerdy, like smile. And I'm like, man, and I tell my wife, I'm like, this dude made my day. He took a picture of us while he was in his truck. I was still in my car. And she's like, how'd that work? And I'm like, I don't know. Hopefully he'll send it to me. And sure as that's on Facebook, David K sends me a message that says, hey, thanks for letting me take this picture.
And that's a rad picture.
Yeah.
And a great story.
It was awesome. Then on the flip side, I'm driving on Meridian in Puyallup. Car cuts right in front of me. Whatever. I'm just doing what I'm doing. And I'm just air drumming on my drums. And I'm eating because that's what I usually do when I'm driving.
Multitasking.
We get to the next light. And I could see them like looking a little annoyed in the front. So I could see almost in the rearview mirror of their car. Like they look pissed. I'm like, dude, you cut me off. Like whatever. But I don't ever get mad anymore. It's not worth it. Right? Pull up to the next light. Now we're side by side. And same thing. Roll the window down. I roll the window down. They're like, dude, what's your effing problem? This woman. She's like getting all mad at me. She's like, I get I had to get in front of you, but I needed to get in front of you. And I'm like, excuse me? She's like, I saw you throwing your hands in the air and cursing me out. And I was like, I was air drumming and eating celery. And she goes, whatever. And then the light turns and she goes off. I'm like, I really was.
Oh my gosh.
Like of all things I'm going to say in response is I was air drumming and eating celery.
That's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard you say.
Celery.
Right? Ugh. I know. I was like, I wonder what he's snacking on in the car. Celery. Are you just raw dog and celery? Yeah. Like no dressing or nothing?
You know it.
Oh my God. If you don't cover it in peanut butter, I'm not touching celery.
Look, that's what it's packed in a bag by my wife. It's a little vegetable medley and it's got cucumbers, peppers of all different colors. Cause you know, we're very accepting of all peppers.
Yeah.
Celery and some little mini carrots.
And it looked like road rage.
You know, technically they're not mini carrots.
What are they?
They just like cut them down.
Then why do they have like little rounded edges on both sides?
Well, they have these kind of fancy machines, but nobody's out there growing tiny carrots.
Wait a second.
My life has been a lie.
So why are they even wasting the energy of doing that?
Because people like little carrots.
Like are they just like shaving the ends off?
Yeah, they look
something?
Like little smokies, but they're carrots.
So what do they do with all that carrot waste?
That's what I'm saying.
Turn it into carrot shreds. Put it in the spring medley.
All right. I mean, as long as it is serving a purpose.
Sorry. I know. It crushed me, too. I was like, nobody's out there picking up packages or
little tiny ones.
I thought it was just based on timing. Like, okay, hurry up. Pull that carrot out before it gets bigger.
Yeah.
Well, you learn something
That's
new.
That's the opposite of generally what women say. Pull it out before it gets bigger.
God. All right, let's talk about this lady by the name of Lori. She sent this. She says, hey, you guys need to do the Should I Be Mad segment more. We would, but we never get to it. That's the problem.
I wonder if our listeners are pissed about that.
I'm sure we'll get some emails. You can email Ted or myself. If you ever have a Should I Be Mad question, send it to us. You know how to email us. If you don't, figure it out. direct message us on Megacast.
It's 2018.
Yeah, it's time that you figured out email. Sorry. I'm a little salty now that I realize these aren't real carrots.
Yeah.
Day I mean, ruined. Carrots.
Yeah. All right. So she says, I love the segment. Plus, you guys should do more Megacast in a week. I would listen every day, and I hate podcasts. LOL. I know you guys are busy, but mega hug to you guys. I seriously love the two of you. Grace, on the other hand, seems like a bitch. LOL. Grace is our robot.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
She is kind of a bitch.
She totally is. And she's only going to get bitchier now that you're hanging around.
I know, because she's not like other women. Happy.
No. Mm-hmm.
No.
No. Okay. She says, I have a Should I Be Mad for you guys. Should I be mad? This is awesome. That my husband's brother proposed to his girlfriend at our wedding.
Yes.
It only gets better.
Oh,
no. No. That was my reaction. I'm like, yeah. And then it gets worse. He did it. And then this is all in all caps. During the best man speech. She said yes, and then the talk of my wedding was all about them. I hope I don't sound like Bridezilla, but talk about being a massive thunder stealer. What do you dudes think from Lori?
Definitely mad.
Yeah. I was like, whose phone is ringing?
I know. It's like the Bridezilla police.
I say 100% be like, she's right to be pissed. I don't know if there's anything you can do about it, but.
Why would he do that? Does he hate his brother?
I don't know.
I honestly bet he did not even think about like the potential repercussions of that or like how it would make other people feel. I think he probably thought like, wow, what a special moment, like, you know, that we can share together, but didn't realize that you're actually kind of hijacking someone else's special moment. I would be furious.
You don't mess with a woman's special day.
Hell no.
I would never think of that. Even my brother, and I thought that was cool of him, and I was like, wow, I appreciate you even asking. I wouldn't have even thought anything of it. You know, my brother's in the military, and he's like, he's the apple. I used to be as a kid, I was the apple apple of the eye of the family because I was quiet and didn't cause problems. Now, my brother's the apple of everyone's eyes because he's like a war hero or something stupid.
Whatever.
You know, dude, you were the apple of the eye, and then he's the Honeycrisp.
He is.
Ooh.
He moved in late in life.
Stole the thunder.
Okay. Yeah, so he asked me, he's like, do you mind, would you like me to get a tuxedo or would you like me to wear my military? You know, and I'm like, bro, wear the military. You better make it sound like the Ghost of Christmas Past with all those chains, all those awards jingling and jangling. Like, I thought, like, I'm not going to get upset about that. I know my wife wouldn't care, but, like, you know, he at least had the decency to say, this could kind of take away from your moment because I'm showing up with my. All these whatever awards for saving certain people that are higher up and protecting people in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I'm like, no, dude, I'm very proud of what you've accomplished.
Yeah, and he's an officer, but was an enlisted man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, dude, yes, by all means, please rock that. And also saves me a couple bucks on the tuxedo.
Yeah.
So this is a win-win.
What was her name?
Lori.
Lori. There's only one way to rectify this.
Uh-oh.
When you go to the brother's wedding, you wear white.
Oh.
And announce you're pregnant.
Yes! Yes!
Show up in a white dress, pregnant AF.
During the maid of honor speech.
And accidentally trip and knock over the cake.
Oops.
My bad. Crazy things have happened.
I mean, I hope the brother-in-law just is dumb and didn't realize it, but that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that, I mean, whew. I'm trying to think, is there ever, I mean, maybe by the end of the night at like midnight when everything's kind of coming, like Last Dance is playing.
People have left.
Right. Now only the drunk people are around. Maybe at the, and even your brother and his now wife are in their room banging.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at that point you could pull that move. But it sounds like he wasn't creative and he was just trying to think of a creative place to propose.
Well, and the best man speech to me is like one of the things I look forward to the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times they knock it out of the park, but then there's always that like disaster best man speech
which
where you're like,
awesome.
Oh no. Yeah, and it is still awesome. But like now you're taking that away from everybody else that's there. Like we wanted to see this guy either like kill it or completely fail.
Yeah, typically the best man speech is like a great roast of the
yes.
I mean, in general, or it's just a super powerful and great thing. Now, no offense to the ladies, but the maid of honor speech, not so much.
Waterworks.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That
no
being said,
no story's finished.
My sister and I, we rapped for my other sister's wedding for the maid of honor speech. We did a rap.
Wait, do you remember the rap?
I don't remember the. I mean, we have it written
you know
down
some
somewhere.
It.
Yeah. It was like, what's up, Lane and Nate?
Hold on,
we're here. Wait, we've
got some beats for you.
Wait. Okay.
Oh.
What's up, Lane and Nate? Yeah, we're here to say congratulations on your wedding day. But first, we got to break a couple things down. And then it went on and on and on and on. And we basically warned my brother-in-law that our sister is a handful. I mean, we're all a handful.
I was going to say, that sister's a handful.
Not the two rabbit sisters.
Not Taryn or the
not
other
me,
sister.
I'm not the handful. The other sister, not a handful. No, we are.
That's awesome, actually.
All three of us are like, I mean, daily sisters are a lot to handle. So it was done. I mean, it was so fun. My sister, the bride, was just dancing. Like, it was awesome.
That I would appreciate that. But it's what Ted said, the waterworks one.
Totally.
Right? It goes 15 minutes and they don't even get a paragraph out.
Right. There's nothing wrong with the maid of honor thing. It just like make sure the best man goes last.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. They got to like bring it home.
Unless there's a rap act.
Unless there's a rap act. Then you drop the mic and everybody goes home.
Right. Right. That's perfect.
Yeah.
For the record, at my brother's wedding, I was 19, made three people cry.
Wow.
Great speech. People were fired up, but three people cried. And then my cousin, Tommy, I'm going to sell him out. So when his brother, Timmy, got married, like Tommy and I are like, again, like 21, like we're young. So he gives the speech, but when he starts it, he goes, I remember the first time I met Jenny. She came stumbling over to the beer pong table and everybody's just like, no, like, no. And I mean, it turned out great, but it started rough.
Oh, my God. When I got married... I'm divorced now. But when I got married, the best man literally referred to me as Hurricane Taryn. And it was funny. Like, I mean, I was 23 years old. If you think that was Hurricane Taryn, I mean, the storm has subsided a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Or it's just the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
And when you hit 40, it's going to go crazy.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so glad we're in your life now. Yeah. That's the case.
Right?
30s are the eye.
Oh, man.
I'm getting a hotel room for a 40th birthday party.
Yeah.
I'm not going
boarding
home.
Up those windows.
Masking tape on them, too.
Yeah.
I remember one. It was one of the guys on our team. You remember one of the guys, Slosh?
Oh.
When he got married, and look, it was bound.
His name is Josh.
Right. Oh, I like that nickname.
Like, let's just say the marriage is no longer going on. They got divorced because the father of the bride gave him, I think, $20,000+ to leave.
What?
And he took it.
What?
So on the wedding, of course, it's all the hockey guys, and we're all wasted, and a few of us are in, like, whether the wedding party or sitting by it. The maid of honor starts talking about just how, you know, how they were meant to be. And one of our guys got super, super hammered. So she's like, I just knew it right from the day one that these two are just going to be perfect for each other. And one of our guys in our hockey team just, like, kind of leans up, like he almost woke up when he heard that. And he just goes loud so everyone in the venue could hear it. Oh, God. And all of us start cracking up because we're all thinking it. But none of us would think to say it. Yeah, to think. It got so bad that the mom of the bride that night called a limo company that was working with them, but said, can you get a limo and take all these guys to the casino nearby just to get them out of this wedding?
Oh, are you serious?
God. Yes. Yes.
Were you that bad too?
No, I was with Sid. So I was sober and I was on my best behavior, but I was loving the ride.
Oh,
I'm one
yeah.
of those guys that doesn't need to be drunk to be around a bunch of drunk people and still have fun, especially when it's that. Because it's just pure chaos, man.
Damn.
It was awesome.
That, I want to go to that party.
Is it who I think it was?
What's that? I don't know if you ever met him.
All right.
No,
all right.
He's never gone on the trip with us.
All right. I thought it was.
Who'd you think?
I thought it was Munson.
No, Munson was good. Good enough. Although we were all placing our bets on Munson's speech, because Munson was, I think, not his best man, but one of the guys in the wedding party, and everyone was getting to say something, and we're all like,
oh boy.
How much? How much until we start? Like, one of our guys on our team, and like, you could tell Josh was just sweating bullets, because he's like looking over at everyone in his wedding side that are going to have a microphone. And especially one of the guys, and we're like, he's Askew is one of the guys. And once Askew had the mic, all of us were like, if anyone's going to cut him to his core and have some fun, it will be him. Because he's got a great sense of humor. And he crushed it. It was a fun speech. It was very respectful. Some funny stories. Took a couple jabs at him, but all very PG.
See, I live for that. I love a great best man speech. Yeah. Awesome.
Mine was similar to yours. Like, a few people cry. Here's the funny part. I went for my brother. I was younger. And I get there. I forgot how weddings work. I thought the speeches happen when everyone's doing their dancing. And I forgot that it's like after they get introduced, basically right before we eat, the speeches happen. So I had a couple drinks, a couple shots. I'm like, let me get a good buzz going before, and I'll just ride it out. And I'm like drinking all these free drinks and doing shots. My uncle realized I drank, so he was really stoked. He's like, you drink? I'm like, yeah. He's like, let's go do some shots. I was like, awesome. So now I'm hammered. And they're like, okay, best man speech time. And I'm like, I'm too drunk for this. And so I go up there and I just kind of forget everything I was going to say. And I guess I spoke from the heart and shared a very touching speech that everyone said that brought people's tears to their eyes. And my mom's always like, do you want to watch the speech? I'm like, no, I'd rather believe what you guys said is true than see what actually happened.
Don't need the play by play.
I just like that now they're done in the beginning.
Yeah.
Right? Because like back in the old days, you're right. They used to wait till like halfway through the reception or whatever.
So maybe that's why I thought that.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago. I mean, this is over 15 years ago.
Right. So for my brother, honestly, I was 19. They just assumed I was going to get that wasted. So they were like, do it in the beginning.
Get it done.
Get it done.
Get him in. Get him out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we get on out of here? Because I believe the food is being served.
Yeah.
I'm so
it's 12:20. I would imagine that the meeting is over and it's time to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been fun, Taryn.
Hey, thanks for having me back, guys.
Yeah. We got to get it. Maybe we got to start doing Mondays or something like that. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, you guys figured out. Let me know.
That's right, because Taryn's here on Monday. We used to do Mondays. Why did we stop?
Because I wanted to play hockey.
That's right. All right. I was like, we used to do Mondays, but there was a reason we stopped.
It was mostly because of that.
All right.
So maybe we'll make the switch.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
We also got to get a night one in. We haven't done a night one with a couple beers in a while.
Nightcast.
Like that. And I'm already here.
Yeah.
How can we pull that off? Either Taryn's got to take off from work.
I'm taking the night off.
Yep.
Kevin Deer's in. Taryn. Casting with
Steve, why don't you let some of these mega casts happen without talking about work hours all the time? Just accept it that the cast is happening.
Fine.
Good to see you, Steve.
Nice to see you, Ted. Don't forget to catch Taryn and I on New Day Northwest. Just go to King 5's website. I'm sure by the time you hear this, it's been posted or it will be soon. And I'm sure Taryn will put a blog up at KSW.com so people can watch it that way.
Yeah.
All right, let's get all Ted. Right. We'll start right at the drop.
Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ben. Oh!
You can follow us on Twitter at the Megacast.
I wish you could see on this side, because Tara and I are on the same side of the board, so like we have to like lay down like perpendicular. Then I noticed like we both kind of got up at the same time.
You got your head in between her feet.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
we're doing tricks over here. It's crazy.
Anything that we need to promote? I'm not sure if anything's going on in anyone's world.
You know what? For the first time in like 5 years, I will be at the Seahawks game Sunday.
What?
Yes.
You're going to the Hawks game?
I'm going with Greg. John's not on the team anymore, so I'm going to a game.
Oh, from kicking it with John and Greg?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If you'll see me in Sluggers drinking a giant Miller Lite.
If you make it to the game, then.
Yeah.
Well, I hope good mojo comes because of you.
Hey, last time I saw the Cowboys in that stadium, Tony Romo in the playoffs.
Butt fumble.
Right, not the butt fumble. Remember, he dropped the extra point or whatever.
Attempt.
And was that big play Babs? Caught him after he picked it up, I think.
Yeah. God, that had to be like 11 or 12 years ago.
That was when we were in the suite.
It was.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
I remember we got so excited, I almost jumped. I think I jumped to hug Ted, and I almost missed him and went out the suite window.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being our beacon of hope on Sunday.
Yeah. Hell, the Cowboys.
God, it better be better than the last two games.
I got you.
All right. Thanks, Ted.
I'm bringing that energy to the Hawks. For all of Seattle, but mainly Taryn and Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you cut me out. I still got your back.
Now you're back in. Taryn, you got anything going on?
Oh, God, I don't even know. I don't know.
You got your cribbage tournament.
Oh, yeah, the cribbage tournament. Okay, so speaking of Seahawks, they have a bye on October 21st. So we are going to be at Skookum Brewery for the third Seahawks bye in a row doing the charity cribbage tournament. So Skookum Brewery in Arlington has amazing IPAs. I would know because I've sampled basically every single one of them.
I've been there, too. They're Ted's pretty delicious. There.
Yeah, they do such a great job. So we're going to be there from like noon to 4 on Sunday the 21st, throwing down cribbage and drinking pints.
And that's the day after the Halloween party, so buy Taryn a beer.
Oh, yeah. Maybe two.
KSW.com for information?
Yes. I blogged about it yesterday.
Awesome. All right, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, man.
That was awesome.